Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos HaGadol, we prepare for Pesach and Parshas Tzav. So, I'd like to share with you one thought that takes some time to give over, and one thought that I can, it's just a kasha, so it goes quickly. Let's do the quick one first and the longer one second. The quick nekuda is the following. I was studying the topic of Karban Pesach Nechal Al HaSoiva. Now, Nechal HaSoiva means that the Karban Pesach is eaten at the end of the meal when a person is satisfied. What is the source for that? So here's my difficulty. Rashi in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tazayin Pasuk Beis, and the Pasuk V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Alekecha Tzeinu Bakar, the Pasuk says you bring your Karban Pesach to Hashem, sheep and cattle. The Rashi, of course, is bothered. The Karban Pesach is not cattle. Karban Pesach is sheep. What's going on? So Rashi says, from Chazal, of course, Tzai la Pesach, the sheep is a Karban Pesach, Obaka la Chagiga, and the cattle is for Karban Chagiga, and Rashi is. Shehei Pesach Nechal ala Soiva. It teaches us that Karban Pesach has to come with the Chagiga. Why? Because you eat the Chagiga first, and then when you're ready holding by being satisfied, then you eat the Karban Pesach. Wonderful. No problem with the Rashi. Very clear. He gives us a source for this concept, for this idea. Let's go to Rashi in Psachim Daf Pei Vav. Psachim Daf Pei Vav. Anei Mefkirach HaPesach Afi Kaimen. Rashi brings, of course, that the Karban Pesach is Nechal Al HaSaiva. And then Rashi has the following words. Shekei chayves kol karbanis. All karbanis are eaten al hasayva. Kedekaimelon lemoshkol legedula. Kedera shemalachem eichlem. It says lemoshkol gedula in pasuk and parshas kairach. And so the same thing over here. All karbanis are eaten al hasayva. I don't get it. Rashi in Re'ei says that you eat the Chagiga and the Pesach. The Chagiga first, the Pesach second. Why not the Pesach first? Eat it first, it's not Nechal HaSaiva. So therefore, you eat it second. But I don't understand. Rashi in Pesachim says that the Karban Chagiga is also Nechal HaSaiva. Rashi there says that that's the Derech of Kol HaKarbanis. If so, you should eat Chulin meat first. And then the Karban Pesach. Okay, if the Chagiga meat, the Chagiga is eaten, so that the Pesach be Nechal HaSaiva. Get the Chagiga meat by day after. It seems to be a contradiction between the two Rashis. Actually, it's a double contradiction. Rashi in Parshas Re'eh says, how do you know it's Nechal HaSaiva? Because it says, Tzayin Ubakar. It says Tzayin Ubakar. It says V'savakta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzayin Ubakar. Obviously, the Bakar is related to the Pesach, and it's Nechal Al HaSaiva. Fine, but Rashi in Psachim Da Pei Vav brings a different source. He says that the reason it's eaten Al HaSaiva is because L'Mashcha L'Gedula. L'Mashcha L'Gedula. That's a pasuk in Parshas Kairach. L'Cha Nisatim L'Mashcha U'Vanecha L'Cha Gaimav. Very good ches. Pasuk ches. So it's a double, seems to be a double steerer. Unless we'll answer something the Sisei Chamin says often, maybe it's a machloikis in Chazal, a dispute among the Tanoim. And very often the Sisei Chamin says that Rashi Allah Taira goes with the thing that's Karav Lipshat, that's easier to explain in the Pasuk, but not necessarily that which is Lahalacha, so we'll make a new machloikis out of it. Miyodea. Anyway, this is the first point, the kasha that I have. Let me move on to a second, totally different topic. Arba kaisis. We have four kaisis. We have a rule, emay sifin ala kaisis. We don't add. Now, during the meal, you're allowed to add. You're allowed to have another cup of wine. But, for example, in Shulchan Aruch Tov Ayin Bei Zayin, it says, between the third and fourth kais, you're not maysif ala kaisis. During the meal doesn't count. It's part of the meal. But Emay Sifil Al HaKaisis, the Pure Halacha there in Tofayim Beis of Zion says, Iker Svara, the Maisif Al HaKais, Einai Barer. Shabura says, I'm not sure the Svara of the Isser of Emaisif and Alkaisis. Yerushalmi's mashma that we just don't want you to drink too much wine, you might become drunk. And the Mishnah Bir Aloch expresses some doubt. Now, the Bir Aloch did not see this. The Chidushi Haran on Psachim, which was publicized later, after the Mishnah Bura, brings that there's a reason he says at the end of Masechtas Psachim that because there are four Lashonos of Geula, that the four Kaisis represent, the four languages of expressions of Geula, if you add, you're ruining the Siman. The Siman is not Miskayim. The Ran says, in Maisif, Eina Rem is Miskayim. You have to have four. If you have five, then the Rem is gone. You have to have four. As I state in the Ran, so now we understand, when you have a remez, a certain number, the number has to be precise. We find a similar thing by the Neris of Hanukkah. Each night you light the number of Neris that fit the night that it is. And there also, there's a Hakpada, Lo Yosef, not to add. As a matter of fact, Sfardim have the custom that only one person lights at each location. But if two light, it looks like more. And since it's supposed to be Miram is the minion of the, so, Ein Lo Yosef, very good. Imaisiv, Ein Remez Miskayim. So we have here two places that there's a Remez, a number, and it's not Miskayim. Avakash, what about Neri Shabbos? Neri Shabbos, we like to Neri, Remez, the Zachar Shamar. And yet, we don't seem to mind being Maisiv Hala Neris. Why don't we say Imaisiv, Ein Remez Miskayim? Why don't we say the same thing? I was thinking of a possible teretz. I remember years ago where Moshe's Tshuva came out not to use Shabbos clocks. I got a hold of the Tshuva before it was published. If it had been written, I would happen to be in Tiferes Yerushalayim, and someone gave me a copy of the Tshuva. I showed it to Rav Pam. Ramesh had a difficult handwriting, and Rav Pam had me read the Tshuva to him. Subsequently, I asked Rav Pam if he uses a Shabbos clock for the lights in his house. He said, no, he never used the Shabbos clock for the lights in the house. Not for Ramesh's Cheshman. He wasn't aware of Ramesh's Shula. He said, because Chazal said to add light to the house, why should I go through a mechanism to have less light in the house? So therefore, he said, I don't use it. In other words, the Neri Shabbos is an idea, a benefit to add light. So it could be that that's the answer. When you have a remez, you don't add to it. Don't add kaisais. Don't add neris chanukah. Unless there's a good reason to add. If having more is a benefit, so then we're not so worried about the remez. And you add. You add. It's not a problem. Why? Because hey, why are you adding? Everyone can understand because you're supposed to have light. Meshain kain. If you're going to add to the kaisais, you're going to add to the neris. Then there's no halachic benefit. So therefore, you stick to the exact remez. This would answer a fourth remez. Now, so far we had Dalek Kaisis, Neris Chanukah, Neris Shams. Let's move to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we have 10 Psukim of Amalfiyah, 10 of Shifers, and 10 of Zechrinus. Why 10? The Gemara says, K'neged Asara Bamarei Shebem Nivra Olam. Rosh Hashanah is Zeh Hayem Tchilas Masecha, commemorates the creation. And since there were Asara Mamarais, we do 10 psukim of each, Malchiyah, Shifres, and Zechrein. However, there we may, and we do add extra psukim. Matter of fact, the Rosh, in the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, Simon Gimel says, the Lashon HaGemara is, Ein Peichsin Be'asara, not less than 10. But more than 10 is okay. Akasha, why don't we say the same you said of the Ran, in Moisif Ein Haremes Miskayim, how could you add? The year would be the same terrace as Neri Shabbos. Saying more psukim is always beneficial. It's always good to say more Malchias, to mention Malchias Hashem more, or Zechreinus HaShayfus. So the terrace is very geschmack. In the two places where adding has an inherent value, Neri Shabbos and psukim, we don't worry about the Remes. And the two places we're adding doesn't have a halachic value, Arba Kaisis and Neris Chanukah. There we say our rule that in Maisif Eina Remez Iskayim, that this matters. Nafkamina in this. When we have a luliv, our minik, the way the Ramah brings, is to tie it in three spots. The Ramah, Tav Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, says even though we are paskin, the luliv itself doesn't have to be tied, but we put an igur around the luliv itself in three places. Keneged Avram Yisrael Kenyakim, the three of us. What happens if you want to have a fourth igur? Here, it would apply the Ran's rule. In Maisif, Ein HaRemez Miskayim. If you add, you're going to ruin the Remez. So therefore, you should not add. Very, very meduyik. It's like the first two. Another thing. Kriya Shema has 248 words. Keneged the Ramach Evar. Oh, but it's missing. It's only 245 words. So the Chazan repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now here's a tricky one. What happens if you have a chaz? So the Chazan says in his personal Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then he repeats aloud Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Uh-oh. Now he said Emes twice. So now he has Resh Mem Tes words. What do we do now? Should he say Emes twice? The truth is, it's a Machlekes HaPaiskim. Magen Avraham says, Ein HaRemez Miskayim. The Chazan should not say Emes twice. There are others who disagree. And they say, what do you mean? Every person in the audience also says Emes himself, and then he has the Chaz. The first Emes is not part of Kriyash. But we see here again the idea in the Magen Avraham that in Maisiv Ein HaRemez Miskayim, very, very geshmak all around, it fits in so beautifully. So we have two places where we add to the Remez, Ne'er Shabbos and Pesukim Rosh Hashanah, because there's an inherent value in what we add. Masha'enkein, the four other places, we don't add because there's no inherent value to adding. One more. This is a different one, difficult one, because it's a halacha. We give Maisa Ksafim, we give a tenth of Kesef. Now, that's not really Maisa. The real Maisa in the Torah. Now, I have to say, the Avos gave Maisa from what they made. Avraham Avinu gave Maisa from what he won in battle. But the Din Maisa in the Torah is a tenth of your produce. Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Ani, it's a tenth of your produce. What happens if you give 11%? Are you Makayim that Remez? The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed in Perek Yates Ayis Gimel says a person should calculate exactly 10% for Maisa. In Geschaimish, he should calculate 10% twice. And the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed seems to obligate a person to keep it at 10%. That doesn't fit. Because it's true, in Maisif Ein HaRemez Miskayim, but here it's good to add. It's always good to add more tzedakah. And in general, the Avos Chesed said it needs some sort of a beer. We understand by truma of wheat, a mice of wheat, it has to be precise. But when it comes to money, it's not so simple. So I don't know what to say. It's a challenge. The whole sight of the Avos Chesed said, I don't believe that anybody in the world heard of such a thing. You have to cheshun it. You give exactly 10%. If you want to give, you give separately. You give more tzedakah. In the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat from Rav Lai, he says, in Perikei Eisvav, that it's enough, he makes sort of a pshara, he says it's enough if in your personal calculations you calculate the maisa you have to give. You give more than maisa, people do give more than maisa, they give ahead of maisa. What they're giving is not exactly calculated. However, as long as they have a calculation on their own, that's adequate. So, this is a seventh remez, which needs a hesber. I am certain that if you're talking about this at the Shabbos table, you'll come up with additional things that are Ramazan. And the question of whether you're allowed or not allowed to add to it. I haven't said a word about Parshas Tzav. Well, let me say a word. Parshas Tzav, everyone knows, has 96 tzukin. Tzav is Gematria 96. Of course, the problem is that Tzav has 97 words. Seems to be a problem. But what people say seems to be incorrect. Maybe. It's Moisif ala Remez. The Remez of Tzav is 96. Maybe an extra pasuk is not a chesaron to be Moisif ala Remez and have a 96. At any rate, With that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Hope the hachanis or Pesach are meaningful to you, a connection to Rabbeinu Shalom, a connection to the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, connection to the Gula of Klal Yisrael. You have to worry about Klal Yisrael, it's not to worry about. Very difficult world. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us with the Gula Shleima, until the Gula Shleima, with the Gula from the different Tzaras that Klal Yisrael faces. May it be a Chaydesh of Gula all around. A good Shabbos.